Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host, and we're celebrating, beginning to walk, take our first steps into this new season of the church year in Advent, when we posture ourselves to receive again and really to walk with the saints that have walked this walk through the whole history of the church, and really the anticipation of the people of God, the chosen people, even in the Old Testament, were anticipating the coming of the Messiah and longing. And we walk now, and the church leads us through, the church, our mother, once again leads us through our story, the story of God, the story of salvation, the story that's given to us in the person of Jesus. And we make our way in this Advent season with getting clear again by God's grace and through the liturgies and the teaching and the readings, and hopefully in our own personal prayer and fellowship, laying hold again of the comings of Jesus, of the Lord, his first time coming as a lamb to take on human flesh, the incarnation, which is what we're moving into in particular. But this season of Advent, as I mentioned yesterday, the church understands not only focusing on his first coming in the incarnation, but also asking ourselves the question, are we ready for the return of the Lord? And being very much attentive that that's the right posture of the Christian people, is to live now in the presence of the Lord, receiving the gift, living in faith, hope, and love, receiving the full gift of the Holy Spirit given to us that allows us to both live in the moment in peace and surrender, knowing who we are, knowing what God is doing, knowing the great plan, God's great plan of salvation is unfolding in the world. And you're the light of the world. Partly what that means is you understand the big picture of what's going on. God's work of salvation, it's being worked out in your own life and in your family. And if some are listening today, this is, you just stumbled into the program and you're not sure exactly what I'm talking. We're talking about the person of Jesus Christ, what's at the heart of Christian faith, that God took on human flesh. The God who created all things took on human flesh to become one of us, so that through his being united to us and his perfect love and life and response to God the Father, whom he loved, he brought about the salvation of the world by dying on a cross, and the Father raised him from the dead and gave him new life. And the reality of the kingdom has begun, and the presence of God and the offer of salvation is in the world, and the people have received him as Lord and Savior, has been baptized into the new creation life in the church. We are the light of the world. And we walk through this season every year. We're pilgrims. We're once again journeying with the Lord through his entire story. So it goes deeper. And it's not just a distant historical thing that we reflect on. We're actually living it right now because we're alive in the Spirit. And we're alive in the Spirit because we've been united to the person of Jesus, and we're now united in his body. And he's continuing his work of salvation and bringing the kingdom of the Father to each and every one of us. And we celebrate and go deep and went, yes, Lord, the Holy Spirit helps us see the significance of Jesus's incarnation. And we just keep going deeper because the Holy Spirit was the one Jesus said he would send the Holy Spirit and remind us of everything that Jesus taught. The Holy Spirit leads us into deeper and deeper transformation. We get a renewed mind. We get a renewed understanding of what the Father's accomplishing in Jesus right now. And that renewed understanding brings about a fresh new spiritual way of thinking. That means I understand myself differently. I'm going deeper in the awareness of who I am and who God made me to be and the outworking of his plan of salvation that it's happening in my life right now. And Jesus is walking us through this, through the liturgy of the church, really at the heart of it all. That's our story. We're hearing it and living it. And so yesterday we began by looking at the various comings of Jesus, taking the inspiration from St. Bernard of Clairvaux, who he talked about three comings, first coming, second coming, middle coming, is one way it was described, meaning he's coming to us every day through the life, the sacraments of the church, through his living word, through the presence and power of the Holy Spirit, and that the coming of Jesus will really be forever. He keeps coming. It takes us deeper and deeper. So I want to talk a little bit today, not only about his first coming, which we touched on yesterday, but now a little bit about his second coming as well. Matthew 24, verses 30, 31. They will see the Son of Man coming on the clouds of heaven with great power and glory, Jesus said. Jesus spoke about his return quite often in great depth. Revelation 22, 12. Behold, I'm coming soon, bringing my recompense. 1 Thessalonians 4, 16 and 17. The Lord himself will descend from heaven. We shall be with the Lord forever. Thanks be to God. So there's something very deep in the life of a mature Christian, in the people of God, when we live with at least one eye looking up toward the return of the Lord, that is a posture of anticipation, posture of readiness for the return of the Lord. And this season is not only am I ready to celebrate the incarnation again, that great gift, and lay hold of it more deeply, but am I living in such a way that my life is alert every day for the presence of the Lord and the return of the Lord? That's really part of the normal Christian life. It's hard to make that a reality in our lives because we just have so many responsibilities every day, so many things on the plate, which is exactly what the Lord wants us to do. But we also live in a culture that's perpetually trying to get our attention and consume our time and get us focused on all kinds of things that we don't really need. The saints were the ones that really show us that it's possible to live with that great sense of anticipation and readiness of the return of the Lord. Catechism, some really great paragraphs here I want to just touch on today as well. Paragraph 524 from the Catechism. When the Church celebrates the liturgy of Advent each year, she makes present this ancient expectancy of the Messiah. For by sharing in the long preparation for the Savior's first coming, the faithful renew their ardent desire for his second coming. By celebrating the precursor's birth and martyrdom, the Church unites herself to his desire. He must increase and I must decrease. Who said that? Who's the precursor? It's John the Baptist, the friend of the bridegroom, preparing the way of the Lord. He must increase and I must decrease. As we lean into this season of Advent, we pray, Lord, what is it that you want me to receive in this season? I mean, there'll be personal things that are unique to your situation that the Lord is so acutely aware of and he wants to help you with. But I think he also wants us to hear the words of John the Baptist and to be able to say, Lord, increase in me that I might decrease and you might increase. The whole Christian life is a journey toward ever greater degrees of purification, of holiness, of imitation of Christ, of being humbled, being broken, being healed by the Lord. I mean, it's amazing. And it is an amazing ride if we pay attention to it, if we live with expectant faith, if we live in that alert posture, recognizing the drama of our own lives. Drama in a good sense. You know, sometimes that word is used like, oh, too much drama. But there is a drama, there's a story that's unfolding in your life and in mine. You're St. Augustine now talking about the return of the Lord. He came the first time in humility. He will come the second time in glory. The first coming was hidden. The second will be manifest. So we're standing between the two comings of Christ. The Holy Spirit is helping us live out of the grace of the Lord's incarnation, his presence in his body, wanting us to go deeper into the awareness of how profound his presence is in each one of our lives. You're a temple of the Holy Spirit if you've been baptized into Christ. You're a dwelling place of God and the Spirit, Scripture says. As we decrease and he increases in us, these are the kind of things that the Holy Spirit will teach us and lead us into an experience of in a deeper way, and an appreciation, a profound appreciation of the gift that we've been given. We give gifts at Christmas, at the end of this Advent season, as we culminate and move toward the celebration of our Lord's birth, his incarnation. And we celebrate and we give gifts. And the fundamental gift, the gift of all gifts that we've been given, is the Holy Spirit. And it's not just a one-time thing. It's a person making his home in us, beginning the transformation that's going to lead us to absolute glory and being united with God the Father in heaven forever. The great value of our lives is not the things that we're accomplishing, though they can be very good, what we possess, what we have in this world, but the great value, the great treasure we have is the indwelling of the Holy Spirit, and the saints laid hold of it and understood it so profoundly. St. Cyril of Jerusalem, we preach not one coming only, but a second also. The first was marked by patience. The second brings the crown of the divine kingdom. This is the gift of hope at work as well, anticipating the return of the Lord and the full establishing of the kingdom and a revelation of Christ our King. Another really wonderful response to this, hopefully I'll touch on this later in the week as well, thinking about his return, is a matter of being, of watching, of vigilance and readiness, a disposition that's normal to our life. And in these seasons like Advent that are times of renewal, times of strengthening and growth. And one of the things is coming to the place again of just going deeper and having the disposition of readiness in our life. Matthew 24:42, watch therefore, for you do not know on what day your Lord is coming. You do not know the day. Be watchful, be alert. I mean, these are the words of the Lord. Paragraph 671, until everything is subject to him, some of his enemies still oppose his reign. We await his return with great hope. So the saints remind us that we're living in a battle yet. I mean, one of the things the devil wants to do, the Lord of this world wants to do, is put us to sleep. He wants to pull the blinders down. Or he wants us to get completely preoccupied with what's going on right here. We can play both sides at the same time. There's, you know, we're meant to be a people who understand the shortness of life. His return could come any time, but so can our death. We need to be ready to die, because that will be the moment in which we encounter the King in his glory. It'll be a time of personal judgment as well. Lord, we thank you for every great gift you've given to us. We thank you for this season, and pray for everyone who's listening today, that for each of us, your coming would go deeper, would touch our lives in ways maybe we've never allowed you to touch us. And we ask that the Holy Spirit would consume our minds and hearts and conform us to the life of Jesus and help us get on the saint track and following the saints who said yes to you again and again and again. And don't let the enemy, Lord, hold us back. Don't let the enemy, Lord, distract us. Mother Mary, pray for us. Saint Joseph, pray for us, that we can see Jesus in the fullness of what he desires for each and every one of us, so we can live in the freedom of the sons and daughters of God. God bless you. Hope you can join me tomorrow.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Does God Judge? Wow, what a question, but it's a relevant question. Scripture says we were all appointed to die once, and then the judgment. We know for sure each one of us has an appointment in our future. And it takes Scripture, Catechism, and the saints to help us understand the beauty of God's plan and how we can look forward to the judgment as followers of Christ. If you'd like to get a free copy, call 1-800-282-4789 or visit renewalministries.net/FOE.